Okay, so again, they have me share this as they've been doing steadily, that they want us to recognize, all of us, through this encounter, how often I arrive. In other words, I simply being a mirror of all of us, that as we take the time to self-promote, so I don't know how long it takes, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, whatever it is, they're saying like time is up in fear. In other words, it's never really far away. And so we just sort of like hustle and bustle, and we really tend to prioritize the doing. So get the laundry done, pick up the children, like whatever it is, it's the doing. Rather than the essential requirement, which is the energy of relief. So we really want to allow ourselves to bow. And so that bowing, when I tune into the higher applause, it's not right there in sort of like just my normal consciousness. It's sort of like I bow to that higher applause, to that higher consent, to that higher trust of self. And then seconds later, there we are. So they want to remind each of us that we're each being sponsored, that we each have a halo. So you can imagine it as like a halo or your Christed vision or your higher placement, but that it's like easily available, sort of like you just reach up and you extend yourself mightily. So the mightily is recognizing that we all have might, that we all have that will that allows us to move forward, that allows us to prioritize our higher relevance, our higher affordability, our higher aptitude, our higher engagement. And so that the more that we emphasize the strength of self, so it's like aligning ourselves with the true self and almost like insisting upon that blanket exposure, that blanket consensus, that blanket assured grace. So it's like, why would I want to be without my grace? Why would I want to be without my higher destination? So allow yourselves to receive this higher accompaniment as it unfolds, as it attunes, as it uplifts, as it really enters your divine proximity. So we want to remember, it's like when we talk about walk-ins, it's sort of like what's walking in is our own divine self, our own divine essence, like a greater expansion of self. So this is to be predetermined. In other words, we're the ones that set the pace. We're the ones that set the tempo. We are the ones that sort of like, if you clean up your room, if you like add some accessories to your room, in your living room or whatever, you do it for your own delight. So we're very attentive to the physical, and we've tended to ignore the energetic, vibrational relevance. And that is what we're seeking at this time. We're really shifting in consciousness. We're shifting in placement. We're no longer doing things by the literal, meaning I got to work harder. I got to put more hours in. I've got to, whatever it is, that's the old consciousness. And so we're gliding into love satisfaction, and that we're attuning to love. We're attuning to the truth of self. So the daily message, when they speak of, you know, that master within, it's not that we're pleading to masters without. All of the masters that we're familiar with are simply reflections, what we've dreamed in, what we're engaging with, that are showing us our own due privilege. In other words, they're reminding us of our own master energy, that we are consenting to delivering. So the delivering is, we are delivering it to ourselves. We are being courteous to self. We are being kind to self. And this is very, very relevant, because they're saying some of us are still very harsh taskmaster. So in other words, we've been abiding by the ego with the critical voice. And so we're trying to criticize ourselves to self-mastery. So you can understand how like that's never going to take, because the process we travel by has to be in alignment, in agreement with our whole total arrival. So we want to get very familiar with treating ourselves with kindness, to treating ourselves with love. Just the way if a master walked in your house, if Mary Magdalene suddenly arrived, how would you be courteous to her? How would you receive her? You would just be all arms, you'd welcome her, you'd pick a daisy from your garden and you would hand it to her. So we want to treat ourselves with equal claim, equal guidance, equal affordability, because we're sort of like drowning out our sorrows, meaning we're drowning out the ego. So the ego, the critical mind, the small self that's just trying to like get, because it still believes in scarcity, doesn't understand who we are. That's going to be drowned out by our higher consensus or higher value. So allow yourselves to stand tall. So standing tall is energetically aligning with your true gifting, aligning with your true placement, aligning with your true passage, aligning with your true reality. So this is the reality that we're welcoming in. It's not something we're creating. It's that we're making space for the truth of self to be welcomed in, to be congratulated, to be escorted, to be received. And so as we allow these gifts to be given, this is where we move up into soul allowance. So in other words, this is where like the energy you would speak of, like that walk-in that arrives. One moment. Come here, bud. Come on. That walk-in that arrives is like walking ourselves home after a long journey of suffering. So the suffering is living without our true self, living with just like a sliver of the truth of our own reality. So that is what we're allowing ourselves to merge with, that we're allowing ourselves to how do I put this in words, like to be guided into our true justification. Because as we will assert our highest value, that is the energy, that is the reality, that is the timeline that we are consenting to prefer, to orchestrate, to ignite, to assert. So again, we are continuing to choose our own light. We are continuing to choose our own evolved essence. We are continuing to choose to receive our heavenly glow of love's permission. Because again, we're not waiting for someone in the world. The outer world is just phenomena that we're projecting on, that we're dreaming upon. And so we've been dreaming of exile. We've been dreaming of self-hatred. That's the ego. That's the critical mind. And so they're saying like, glory to God in the highest, because as we will stand upon our exalted claim. So this is allowing the truth of self to be received, to be welcomed, to be congratulated, to be witnessed upon. Now, this brings us into soul satisfaction, that each of us have a divine contract. Each of us, as light workers, have a due recitation. In other words, our soul plan. And so when we agree upon our soul, when we agree upon our light, when we agree upon the love of self, then we bring forth our soul readiness. So whatever is part of our homecoming delight, so our spiritual gifts, relationships, partnerships, opportunities, whatever it is, it's signaling its readiness because we have asserted our higher value. So in other words, it's like raising our hand and saying yes, and then we're called upon, and then we're delivered upon. So we want to remember it's a frequency agreement. So allow yourselves to receive your true self swiftly. So swiftly is like an energy rush. It's like you no longer need time. You no longer need time's extension. You no longer need the passage of time. You no longer need weight, in other words. So it's like linear time dropping because we're waking up to God's glory in the highest. God being our God self and recognizing that to be the truth of self. So we may still like flush out some arguments of self and trespasses about of self, but once we align with the truth of self, they're saying our name has been registered, our name has been heard. So it's sort of like our divine self prepares, welcomes in, receives us in our boundless mercy, because again, the grace, the welcoming, the innocence, the jubilation, the 5D reality, it's already here. What we're doing is agreeing to it. What we're doing is aligning with it, asserting it into our regular pastime, meaning our present conditions. So allow that to take hold, allow that to take place, allow it to swiftly arrive. Swiftly arrive is I release everything in the name of love. Love being the truth of self. Love being the truth of self. That's how love moves mountains, because it shifts consciousness. So allow that to be heard. When they're saying heard, it's like everything in our life that's a projection of our consciousness is receiving, like the new instructions, is receiving the update. So it's very, how do I say this? It's like how we're receiving all the nouns, picture, people, places, and things is with our new love's advantage. So we want to be very sort of like loose and release past identification so that our new life can begin. In other words, so we see everything through our new spiritual vision. So it's not picking up the book on the last where your bookmark was, like your bookmark has been exchanged. That's very, very essential, because there's a lot of healing to be had right in this very moment. The way we receive the healing is we allow the passage of time to occur. In other words, we don't have to pick it up where we last left off. We pick it up at that place of new beginnings. So new beginnings, I don't even remember what the argument was against you, against me. Ultimately, it's always me and me. So I don't even remember. All I remember now is the light. All I remember now is the love. Or I have the correct vision to see what it is that I need to release and forgive about self or others, so I can see clearly now. Allow that to take hold. Be self-evident, meaning the evidence, the information is easily acceptable. In a swift reconciliation, swiftly, easily, forevermore. No going back. Being in the eternal now of love. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.